Hallelujah. Let's just lift your hands half-mast tonight. Just for a little while, let's just worship Him. Hallelujah. Out of your own heart, just tell Him how much you love Him. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. There's no one, Lord, that I'd rather be with than you. I choose to love you, Lord. I choose to worship you. I give you my heart, Lord. I give you my mind. I give you my soul. I love you, Lord, with all my heart, with all my soul, with all my mind. I worship you, Jesus. You're worthy. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my Master. Thank you for being my Savior. Thank you for giving your all for me, Jesus. I love you, Jesus. I worship you. I glorify you. I magnify you. Oh, Jesus, just pour all of your emotion, all of your heart into what we say, Lord. We just want to put it all in there, Lord. Let you know that we really love you. Lord, our words seem so, they just don't seem to be enough, Father. I worship you. I magnify you. We glorify you, praise you, Jesus, adore you, and bless your name forever. You are wonderful. You are holy. You are righteous and true. There's none like you, Jesus. Oh, we love you, Jesus. Worship you, Jesus. Glorify your name, for your name is great and greatly to be praised. Oh, Jesus, we bow before your throne of grace and we say, holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, worthy is the Lamb. For you have shed your blood and made life available to us. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for that precious blood that cries out mercy, Lord. He cries out mercy for all of us, Lord. Says mercy, mercy, mercy. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He said, my mercies are new every morning. Hallelujah. Remember when they began to march before the army, they would say, for the Lord is good and his mercy endureth what forever. He is a merciful God. He is merciful to our unrighteousness. He is merciful. The Bible says no matter what, when we're unfaithful, yet he remaineth faithful. That means he's not going to change. That means he will cleanse us every time we come. If you'll ask him. If you'll ask him, 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. How many know, though, we must humble our heart and say, Lord, I have missed it. Lord, I do come by your blood. Lord, I have sins of omission, things I have omitted, Lord. There's things in my heart I didn't do that I should have done, Lord. There's things, Lord God, that I did do that maybe I shouldn't have done, Father. But your blood cries out mercy. Hallelujah. How many are thankful for the blood tonight? You're thankful for his mercy, for his forgiveness. You know, I mean, I just think it's so wonderful. You know, 1 John 1:9 does not belong to the world. It belongs to the Christian. To the Christian, see? It's interesting to me that in the book of Ephesians 4:32, Paul had to tell them to be kind one to another, spirit-filled, tongue-talking people. Ephesians 4:32, he said, be ye kind one to another. Isn't that amazing? You wouldn't think you'd have to say to a spirit-filled Christian, be kind, would you? But how many know we are in a transforming process. You are in a transforming process. That means everything in you is not full grown. How many of you know part of the new nature, part of your spiritual man is kindness? Amen. That's you, the real you, that inward man. Hallelujah. But be kind one to another, tender-hearted. Ooh. Anybody ever, is there a time in your life, maybe you weren't as tender-hearted as you should have been? Forgiving one another. Oh, my goodness. But it's in a certain way, isn't it? Even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. We can forgive just like Jesus forgave. How did God forgive? He said, as far as the east is from the west, so far have I removed your transgression from you. Glory to God. Micah, I believe it's Micah. I can't remember the exact chapter. But in Micah, he said that he has thrown our sin, what, into the sea. It's not to be remembered anymore. He chooses to forget. And sometimes you and I, we have to forgive and we have to choose to forget. That means sometimes we remember it, but we let it go. We let it go. See, in our finite mind, you say, well, can we forget? Yeah, we can choose to forget. I've choose to let it go. I've choose to forget, Lord, just like God does. He said, I forget it. Forget it, Lord. I forgive it. I let it go. I release it. Hey, man, isn't it wonderful? That's good news. That's your new nature on the inside of you that can do that. You can walk in kindness. I mean, it wouldn't be right for God to say, be kind one to another if we couldn't. Amen. It wouldn't be right to say, be tender-hearted if you couldn't. But we got a heart of flesh, don't we? He changed our spirit man from death to life. Oh, what a life we have in us. Glory to God. Woo! Just that right there is worth the price of admission tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. It was worth you coming over here and worshiping God together. Amen. Just to know. You know how many people do not realize they've really been changed and they're born again? They have been changed and they're not even realizing it. But you and I, we can see it, and we've been looking at it within the Word of God. Amen. Well, I'm glad you came tonight. That was just a little small 5 minutes there. Hallelujah. A few minutes. Worshiping Him. Amen. Isn't it great to dwell in His presence? So, yeah, but I didn't feel anything. Was He here? Yes, He's here. He said, I will inhabit the praises of my people. So how many know we cannot live our life by feeling? Amen. There are days I don't feel like being here. There are days that we don't feel like going to work. Amen. There are days we don't feel like being married, but your husband or wife will remind you you're married. Amen. There are days that we may not feel very loving, but how many know love is a decision? And we act loving anyway, and we act with kindness anyway, don't we? Because we make choices with something other than our flesh. See, we don't listen to this outward man, but we listen to what? The inward man. The part of us that's been born again, our heart. Remember, we talked about our heart before. What is the heart? The heart's the center. You know, when you talked about the heart of the tree, what are we talking about? We're talking about the center, right? The trunk, that deep inside part that runs all the way up real tall, right? Where the sap flows up and down and brings life to the branches. Jesus said, I am that vine. I am the vine. You're connected to Him. His life lives in you and I. It runs through us and brings life. He said, I'm the vine, you are the branches, aren't we? Amen. We live in Him. Hallelujah. And His nature, His life lives in us. It flows to us. Why? Because we've been changed. We're no longer sinners. We no longer have to sin. We're no longer bound to sin. We've been made free, the Bible says. Hallelujah. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. In other words, in your deeds, you're free. You're free to love Him. You're free to know Him. You're free to walk with Him. Isn't that good news? So many times people talk about what they can't do, but look what you can do. Glory to God. You can walk with God in the newness of life. Woo, glory to God. I don't know. I'm on the new nature tonight again, so I know that's where we're heading somewhat. But, well, if you would turn with me to Romans chapter 10. Hallelujah. I think I'm going to stay with my notes tonight, hopefully. Romans chapter 10. I always do. I know what they say anyway. I don't know why I bring them up here. But sometimes I have some things written I want to refer to. But hallelujah. Romans chapter 10. Let's read verse number 10 first together. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And I want you to notice here in this verse, for with the heart man believes. It is with the heart of man that we believe. Notice it doesn't say it's the mind of man that believes. But it says what? With the heart we believe. We must allow our spirit to be fed. Many times we have tried to educate the mind and we've forgotten the spirit of man. The spirit of man, now not always, but in many times we have. We've gotten these things in our mind and we've tried to believe God with your mind. Anybody ever done that? You know, you got your mind on it and you're, oh Lord, I'm believing you, but yet it's not yet really in our heart. So we've got to get the Word of God. Yes, it comes through our mind, but really we believe where? In the heart, don't we? Faith comes from the heart. Amen. Mark 11, let's turn to Mark 11, 23. Let's look at this verse. You said, well, you talked about this before, Pastor Doug. That's good. We're going to hear it again. Hallelujah. You said, well, why are we hearing it again? Because faith comes by hearing, not having heard. Amen. Sometimes, how many know, sometimes you got to hear something more than once. I've had to hear some things over and over. Now, we've talked about here how to meditate the Word of God, get it into our mind and into our heart. Amen. But Mark 11, 23 says, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. So that he's saying here, we don't doubt where? In our heart. In our spirit, in the very inner being of who we are. How many know sometimes in your mind, see, your mind can have doubts and wonder, is that going to really happen? Is that going to be there? Yes. But down in our heart, we can believe. We believe with the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Now, see, that's the problem, I think, with some people. They've got it in the mind, and in their mind, they agree that Jesus died on the cross. Yes, he is the Savior. You know, someday I'll receive him in my heart. But they're not really. They believe it. The Bible says the devil believes and he trembles because he knows his days are short. He knows that he only has so much time. But see, there's a place in our heart that we have to give unto God. We believe inside with that inward man. It's not an emotion. No, it's not really an emotion. Emotions are of our soul. But the heart is the deepest part of our being. It is our spiritual man. That's where we really hear. He said it is what? The foolishness of preaching that causes a man to repent. Most people, if you talk to most people that get born again, many, not all, but many, they don't really remember what the preacher said. He was talking about Jesus, and I just knew I needed to get saved. I needed to receive Jesus. Why? Because there was a pull. Where? Not on his mind, but on the heart. On the heart. There are a lot of people. Anybody ever seen that? You get into an argument with someone. They believe different than you do. And you start talking to him. Well, the Bible says this. They say, well, the Quran says this. Or I believe this. And you say, yes, but God said this. Yes, but I believe this. And by the time you're done, both of you are just more entrenched in what you've already believed. But there was really no change. Why? Because it didn't reach the heart. See, when we have we have an anointing that can come on your words. Remember when Jesus was on the road of Emmaus, right? He was on that road, and who's he talking to? The disciples. They didn't even recognize who he was. They just thought, this is a guy that's just walking with us. But he began to talk to them. And they said later, what did not our hearts, what burn within our, they didn't say their mind, their heart began to burn within them. It witnessed to them that what he said was true. It was the Master that spoke to us. Oh, their eyes were open. They began to see because of what happened in the heart. It is with the heart that man believes unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. And I want us to see here and notice that in both of these verses, the scripture pertaining to believing with the heart. We can see here from the scriptures, from what the Bible says, that it's with the heart we believe. Amen? It is with the heart. He said here in 23, if we don't doubt what? In the heart. I say, therefore say to you, what things soever you desire when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. In the heart, we believe. All right, hallelujah. So, man has three parts to his being, doesn't he? Are you a three-part being or are you a one-part being? You are three. Amen. Just like God. God, you know, there are three persons within the Godhead of God. He is a spirit. And we worship him, though, somewhere else, out of our spirit. We understand the heart of man is what? The spirit of man. In other words, that part of us, that's the deepest part. Man is a spirit. He has a soul. And he lives, what? In a body. Now everybody says, well, that's real simple. It is, but many times we tend to think about it. We say, you know, you'll talk to somebody, say, yeah, man's body, soul, and spirit. Because they're, you know, when we talk about it like that, a lot of times we get more body conscious than we do spirit conscious. We do live in this world, and we do have to contact this natural world, and if we don't have a body, we're not going to be here. It's important. The body's pretty important. Amen. It is important, but it is just part of us. It is not the real part of us. The realness of us is in our spirit. Our spirit is what we want to control. That is the part of us where we really make decisions to control the body. In our heart, we believe. With the mind and our intellect, what? We contact one another. We contact, you know, we talk, we think, right? We use our intellect, we have emotion, our will, we decide things, don't we? With our mind. But see, our spiritual man can believe. We can believe in the heart, and still you may have a doubt or two in the head. Why? Because something that you've not experienced yet, many times, there's just a small amount of doubt that tends to remain until you experience that. But once you've experienced it, once you see it happen, faith continues to come. Faith comes by what? Hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. The Word of God comes what? Not full grown, but as a seed into our heart. It is planted in a place that is alive. That's why when the Word of God becomes powerful, it is, but you know, the Word of God itself, just that Bible that you hold in your hand, there's really no power in that Bible, is there? In the pages, I'm saying, or on your iPad or on your phone or whatever, there's no great power in it. But there is power in what it says, amen? And when it is what? Believed. And when it is planted in the heart. Because the spirit of man is full of life. It's no longer dead. If you've been born again, then there's life there. Jesus said, I came that you might have life and life abundantly. Now that life didn't come in just into, it came in the spirit, and our spirit is housed within this body, yes. And because of that, it can affect our body if we allow it to. Do you understand that? God, he said he'll quicken what? Our body. Our mortal body, by what? Spirit that's in us. Romans 8, he said, hey, I'll quicken it. I'll quicken even your mortal body by that spirit that's within you. So God works through something. We contact God with that spirit that is within us. That's how we really contact him. We are in communication. And how does he communicate with us? Primarily through our spirit. Now, occasionally we'll hear some natural words. He might have to come down to our level and speak to us with natural words. But mostly it's within our spirit. We hear him. We gain what? Knowings, understandings. We receive God's voice through our spirit. It's kind of like what your body does to us also. Doesn't your body speak to you? Now, do you hear words when your body talks to you? Your body doesn't say, I'm hungry. Yet you know your body's hungry, don't you? Why? Because it speaks to you. And it's the same way with our spirit. There's the peace of God that passes understanding, that begins to mount guard over our heart and our mind in Christ. And there's a place down on the inside. When we become quiet and we are in the presence of God, he can download and speak to us. Amen. Sometimes a lot of things. We say, well, this and that. We begin to write it down and we say, oh. And sometimes we don't understand it all immediately, but yet we know it in our spirit, and it takes us a little bit of time to process and get it out to where our natural mind can begin to understand it. See, our spiritual being is so much greater and has such a capacity to believe far beyond this finite mind of ours. our natural mind. Now our spiritual, we have a spiritual mind within our spirit also. So we've got that deep recess. Sometimes people call it the unconscious, you know. They say, oh, well, your unconscious mind. In other words, we're referring to your spirit where you can remember everything. And sometimes they hypnotize people. Where do you think they're going? They're going to their spiritual mind. They get them quiet enough to bypass and, oh, there's the problem. They can figure something out sometimes. Because the spirit will record everything. Isn't that amazing? It's amazing to me. We are complex beyond what we really realize. We're much greater than we realize. The spirit in you has the ability to take the word of God and allow it to be put inside in a seed form. And that spirit is what begins to produce the image of who Jesus is in you. That spirit begins to give it life. Just like you take a natural seed and you put it in the ground, right? Now, if I take a corn seed, I don't put it in the ground and expect to get tomatoes. I may want tomatoes. I may hope for tomatoes. I can even pray for tomatoes. But how many know I'm going to get corn? Why? Because the image that's in that seed is that of a corn plant. And when we take the word of God and we place it within us, the image that are in that seed, if I take healing scripture and I place it in my spirit, then what's going to begin to come forward is healing. And it comes and it is produced. And faith begins to grow from my inward man and begins to produce a life. A life of health, a life of strength within me that I did not have before. Why? Because inherent in that seed is an image of health. And I begin to see that health, and I begin to become what that seed is. It becomes of me. It grows from within me like a tree. You say, well, how long does that take? Just a season. For many things, just a season, a certain amount of, it doesn't have to take a long, long time. Now, there's other things that are in me that are going to take longer. How many know it takes a little longer to grow an oak tree than it does to grow a few tomatoes, right? The time varies based upon the seed, amen, that you're producing within you. And there are some things that are lifelong. It keeps growing. But you know what happens, though, as it grows? And that tree, when it grows as a tree on the inside of us, then it keeps producing year after year. You don't have to do it over and over. It keeps producing. That tree grows on the inside. The Word of God grows on the inside of us. And once it gets down and it's coming from your spiritual being that's on the inside of you, you don't have to go back and replant the tree, do we? Amen. Now, sometimes we can become lax in our acknowledging or our awareness of what is already been planted there. But we can revisit and say, hey, oh, I'm going to stir that up. How many know the Bible does say to stir ourselves up? Amen. And sometimes we have to stir our faith in that area. But if that tree's already been planted, boy, we just stir it up a little bit. It begins to come forward. It begins to produce again. It begins to move forward in our life. See, we can walk in different areas of our life. If we've never forgiven, how many know it could be in there? Forgiveness is in there, but it may just be a little bitty seed. You mean somebody could hold unforgiveness? They could hold it their whole life. I remember when I was 4 years old, I was at the airport. I know which one I was at. I was here in New York City. JFK, you know, the big airport, John F. Kennedy Airport. And we were traveling, and I'm 4 years old. And I overheard this lady say, I can remember it today. She says, I hate my sister. I'll never speak to her again as long as I live. And I could sense It was more than just what she said. There was a presence that came with what she said. And I thought to myself, I never want to say that or be like that in my life. And here I am, I'm only just a little boy. And I can remember it to this day like it was yesterday. I heard those words. I thought, and in my heart, I thought, how sad. How sad. Now, I'm not saying she may have come to a place where she forgave him and maybe there was amending and so forth. I wouldn't say that, but I can still sense. See, there is a power to words. Words are released not just from our mind. We think they're all from the mind, see? But many times they get down into the spirit. If someone has death in their spirit, there could be a power to that word. And even if we, and especially if we have life, we could put life into the wrong things in our life if we're not careful. Our words can create things that we didn't want to happen in our life because they're full of power. Because our words can speak negative things that come to pass just as well as the positive. And sometimes, if we're not careful, we allow our words to line up with our flesh and not with our spiritual man and with the Word of God, see? When we speak contrary to His Word, it doesn't mean we're going to get everything we say contrary to His Word. I don't believe that. But if we believe some things, if we allow bitterness to rise up in our heart, the Bible says we can allow bitterness if we're meditating on the wrong things. So it can get and it can, corrupt our heart. And our soil is not strong, it is not fertilized as it should be. Because our heart has soil in there. It's like the soil of the earth, the Bible says. He said, and it's going to produce something. Could have rocks in there. Some of that word's going to get in there. Oh, get on that rock that I forgot to get that out of my heart. And I need to get that out. I need to let it go. I need to allow the spirit man to expel some of those things. Amen. It's good preaching, Pastor Doug. I've got a perfect heart. I know you do. Our spirit can be perfected, but there are things that can affect it. I'm sorry, but it affects you. You could do things in the natural that affect your spirit. Amen. You get in with the wrong crowd, the wrong people, start getting tight with them, it can affect you spiritually. Amen. And oh, you said, well, I don't understand how that happens. Well, let me tell you. I'll explain it to you. If they are negative and they are speaking to you and over you and you listen to that negative words, it can affect your spirit. Because your spirit, see, is sensitive, yes, to God. And yes, it has life in it. But if it's not in a completed, it's not in a mature state, then you can affect it. How many know if I start planting, I put some seeds in my garden. Now, how many know if I don't water it, it's going to affect that plant? It may grow, but it's going to be stunted. There may be other things. Now, if I put a little bit of maybe I put some water on it. But mixed in the water, I got a little bit of weed killer in there. Maybe it wasn't much, but a little bit. How many know it's going to stunt the growth of that plant? It can stop the growth. And you could put things within our heart and affect us. The things we hear make a difference. They go down in here. See, that lady had gotten bitterness in her heart. She said with her mouth. I will never speak to that person again, as long as day I live. And I thought, Lord have mercy. I could feel the venom of it. There are things that we say, sometimes maybe not even out loud, but we make vows to ourselves that can affect our life. It's not really what I'm trying to go to. I'm trying to get us to see that our heart has something to do with us. It can affect our life. And if we allow certain things in, whether they be positive or negative, it can affect us. You know, if you take a baby and you don't love that baby, they didn't, I mean, this is a horrible experiment in my opinion, but they did an experiment. They put there's 50 babies in the room. They didn't pay any attention to that child. They didn't give love to the babies. They just go in, change their diaper, that's it. Give them something to eat. Do you know many of those babies died because they had no physical contact? That's a terrible experiment, I believe. It was terrible. But they wanted to see. They were seeing what happens if a child is just neglected and doesn't get the nutrient that it needed of love. Love is a common thing. People have to be touched. They have to, that baby has to have that feeling. They have to sense that love. They know when their mother's talking, when their mother holds it, or their father holds that child and loves that child and plays with that child, even though it's just a little bitty baby. Death can begin to come. When we neglect our spirit, death can come. That's why it's so important when someone's born again that we continue to nurture them. And we teach them how to nurture their spirit and get the Word of God on the inside. What has happened to you? You've been changed. You're not the same as you were. You don't have to live in sin. You've been set free. And we can get the truth that you were born again in true righteousness and holiness. You are a son, a child of the living God. You belong to Him. You're no longer bound to sin. You've been made free from within in the heart of man, in the very heart of your being. You've been changed. And it is so important that we realize that we can change things around us with the Word of God, when we get it, what? In the heart. Because it is that heart that believes. Amen. And what we feed that person, what we feed the new believer, I mean, it's going to be a problem. A good problem, but I think it was a problem on the day of Pentecost. They've got 3,000 people that just got saved. Now what are you going to do? Amen. Think about it. No, think about this. If we had let's just say 1,000 people got saved tomorrow, and they come here to church, they're hungry for God. They need to be fed. What are we going to do? We're going to have church every day because we can't get 1,000 people in the building just like that. Or at least we may have, you know, maybe we can get 500 between upstairs and downstairs, and we, you know, scooch everybody together, and we're going to have some teaching, amen. But how many know we still got to love people? They still got to be touched. We need you to touch a few people for us, sister, and sister, and brother, back there, brother. Amen. We got to touch some people. We're going to have to love some people. We're going to need every single one of us. It's going to take everybody. I'm telling you, it's going to be a lot of work. We all think we want revival. And woo, are we ready? Are you ready to go to work? Because it's going to be work. W-R-K, the body's not going to be happy. The spirit man's going to be rejoicing, but that body may not be so happy. We got to realize it. We've got to get ready for revival. We've got to be ready in our spirit. That's why we're praying. That's why we're reading the Word of God. That's why we're putting these things in us. Because we are going to have to be strong in the Lord and the power of His might. And it's not going to be time to be playing around and to say, oh, well, let me get ready. I'm not quite. Let me fast and pray a little bit more. There's no time. There's nothing left. Revival's here. It's upon us. It's like that. Just takes one touch from heaven. One move of God. Whew. He moved in. He swept in only 1,000. It was just 1,000. There's 43,000 people in the city. We just got 1,000. That's it. That's not a lot, is it? That's not even 10% yet. You know, if we went to 10%, that's 4,000. Whoo! You know, but we got 1,000. What is that? I don't know, 2%, 1% of the city? Something like that. I mean, it's not a lot. But it's a beginning, and we've got to think about it. Where is our heart? Are we feeding our spirit? Are we allowing it to grow? Or are we just playing church and saying, yeah, I believe in the message, but am I doing something? Am I doing it? Am I praying in tongues? Am I speaking the Word of God? Am I getting the Word of God in my heart so that I have faith and I believe so that I can help somebody else? Otherwise, we're going to be weak. We're going to be anemic. And we're going to be trying to help people. And yeah, God's grace is sufficient. He'll help us help them, but it'll be a whole lot easier if you're strong in the Lord and the power of His might now. Now, it doesn't mean we don't have to keep doing those things. We'll have to keep doing some of those things. And the flesh is going to be tired. You're going to have to do some more. Anyway, you're going to have to read your Bible anyway. There's going to have to be a few people you sit down with and talk one-to-one. Amen. A few that's going to need to be delivered, maybe a bunch. Say, well, what are you doing? I'm casting out these devils. Bless God. It may take a minute. Hallelujah. Babies are great, but they take work, especially at first. When they're first born, they're pooping and being and eating, and that's all they're doing, and crying and saying, help me. Oh, they don't even know what to do. Amen. Isn't that true? You know, if you ever had a baby, you know, or if you've been around a baby, you've seen the baby. Well, why does that baby keep interrupting the service? It's not an interruption. We don't see it as an interruption. They're being a baby. That's the way it works. Are you going to be dead enough to allow the baby to cry a little and not bother you? Amen. Hallelujah. Boy, I don't know. We are a little on revival. Hallelujah. But it's of the heart. We believe with the heart. Hallelujah. Praise God. 1 Thessalonians 5:23, and the very God of peace, what sanctify you wholly, completely. And I pray your whole what? Spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's going to affect every area of our life. You know, we separate it, and I think we should. For definition, and we understand, but how many know your spirit, soul, your mind, your will, your emotion, and your body, it all works together, doesn't it? You know, when you're tired, you know it affects you. I don't feel like praying today. What's the problem? My body's a little tired. I didn't sleep good last night, whatever it was. Our body likes to make excuses, doesn't it? But we have to control it. And that's going to come from our heart, from what we believe, what we know, in whom we believed. Our faith affects us in every area of our life. We're going to have to allow faith to work. We're going to need it. Amen. So, well, that's never going to happen, Pastor Doug. That's exactly what we're working on. Amen. The part of us that believes, because God has said He will pour His Spirit upon all flesh. There is a great revival that is here. It's just upon us. We are on the very cusp of revival. In many places it's already begun, but it's in the beginning stages, yes. And probably we're going to see a lot of people that were backsliders coming back to God. And many of them are going to need some deliverance. They're going to need healing in their heart. They're going to need the truth of the Word of God. Why? Because God is building an army. Joel's army is coming together, and Joel's army will be right here, and they will be equipped, and the world will know that Jesus is Lord. It's going to happen. They're going to know that you've been with Jesus. And we're going to need every single one of us. All of us. Amen. And you can be a part of it. It's not too late yet. Many of the people coming in will be a part of that revival. But we're going to have to train them some. There's going to have to be some. Things are going to move a little bit quicker. Hallelujah. You say, well, it doesn't seem like it's moving very fast, Pastor Doug. It's just not really happening yet. I don't see. Well, we're not to be moved by what we see. We're meant to be moved by what God has said in His Word, planted in our heart, deep in our heart. And our spirit's going to have to be strong to believe what He has said and to declare what the Bible says, regardless of what we see. And regardless of what others try to tell you is true. I'm telling you, yes, there's a work of God that's going to take place. And yes, there's a work of the enemy that's going to contradict and try to stop it, of course. That is part of the last days, and that's part of what we've been called to. You and I, we get to live in this time. Hallelujah. And even if it didn't all take place right now, it's going to take place in our generation. We need to have revival for our people, for those that are alive right now. God wanted it in every generation. He wants it in ours. Hallelujah. And we can have it, and it starts in our heart, doesn't it? Right here with each and every one of us. Surrendering our heart, putting the Word of God in our heart, letting faith rise from our spiritual man. He said, I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body. Hallelujah. He started with the spirit of man. He said, your spirit needs to be strong. Amen. Hallelujah. We're in the same class as God. We're created in His image. We need to get used to it. We need to remember it. We need to allow our spirit to be strong. Hallelujah. You say, well, I knew that before I got here tonight. I know it. But God's encouraging us and strengthening us and saying, hey, let's get the soil of our heart right. Let's let the Word of God in there and produce what He desires. John 4:24, God is a spirit, isn't He? Bible says God is a spirit, and you're like Him. You're a spirit. And we worship Him, what? In spirit and in truth, from our heart. It's one thing God can't make us do. He doesn't make us do anything. But He can't put His love in there and worship Himself by Himself. He needs us. He has chosen to work with man. Hallelujah. God has chosen. We got to work hand in hand with Him. If we don't work with God and walk with Him and let Him mold us and change us and transform us, then what are we going to have? We're not going to have powerless gospel. The kind that spits a little and produces nothing. You know, if I go and spit in my garden, it's not going to be enough water to make any tomatoes or peppers or onions or anything else, is it? But if I can get the river flowing of the Holy Spirit in me and the Word of God, the Bible says the washing of the water of the Word on the inside of me, it's going to produce a river and power that no man can stop and that will not quit. There is a, how many know there's a current to a river? Amen. When we get in the river of God, there's going to be a current. And when we let His current flow, it's going to come. It's going to wipe out. It takes a lot of trash with it, doesn't it? You ever seen the river? All kinds of things go down the river. They get washed out. Amen. We've got to have that life that's in us, the Word of God, planted deep to bring the truth of all that God is into us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Of course, we need the Holy Ghost. We need that river. We need that water feeding that. But if you don't have any seed in there, what is going to grow? What's going to grow if you don't have any seed in there? If you don't put the seed of the Word of God in there, what image are you going to have? You're going to have whatever image you're thinking in your mind? No, we're going to have the image of Jesus. Yeah, He's in there in seed form. He's in there. Yes, your spirit is there. It is growing. It has things there. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control is all there, but we have to allow it to grow. We have to allow the Word and the truth of the Word of God. And if we don't know the truth, how are we ever going to walk in freedom? He said, you'll know the truth, and the truth is what's setting us free. The truth of who Jesus is in us. Everything that He is in us, to us, and through us is what God wants to bring forward. And when we spend time with the Holy Spirit, He'll teach us, yes. But it sure helps Him when we read the Word of God. Why? Because He's the author of it. Amen. He gave us the Word of God to place within our heart that faith may come. Faith does come by what? Hearing, and hearing by the Word of God, the truth of His Word. And the revelation of His Word. But it sure helps the Holy Spirit. Could the Holy Spirit just begin to dictate you the Bible? Could He? Yes, He could. But He has chosen to work with us. And God has said to us, study, show yourself approved, that we're not ashamed. Amen. Before God. Yes, before Him, but you're going to be ashamed before Him if we don't study at all, if we don't understand who we really are. And that Word deep planted in faith rising. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I think we got across some things tonight. We had a little bit of encouragement tonight. God being that Spirit, Him being in us. Outwardly we may perish, but inwardly we're being what? Renewed day by day. Our spirit man. Amen. The heart of man. We're circumcised in the heart, in the spirit. Not in a letter, but our spirit. The spirit of man is what's alive to God. Amen. Well, let's pray. Father, we thank You for Your Word tonight. We thank You, Father, that Your Word can penetrate into our heart and it can grow and produce life. Father, we want to put and plant Your Word in there because it is truth and cannot lie. You said Your Word is truth, Father. And we want truth to govern our heart, to govern our life, Father. So that when we walk, Lord, people see who You are in us. That there is life and there is fruit, Father God. The fruit of holiness, the fruit of righteousness. The fruits of Your Spirit, Lord, of the reborn Spirit that's on the inside of us to come forth, that men may see and glorify our Father. Lord, we want to be changed. We want to be transformed into all that Jesus was, so that we are love, Father. We are compassion. We are health. We are strength. We are life. We are freedom, Lord. It's not a difficult thing for you to use us as we yield over to you and allow the faith of God to rise up from within us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your word tonight. Help us to continue, Lord, to plant your word in our heart and to let faith arise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen.